You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Fridays are never a regular old show. Fridays are...
They're fun. They're fun for us. They're just fun. A little goofy.
That's a good time. And we sure love it when you give us a call and BS with us on a No Filter Friday. Here's Lisa on the phone. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, beautiful.
Top of the morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Oh, really good.
The best.
As you heard, we love Fridays.
Yeah. What do you got going this weekend, Lisa? Anything good?
Come on, impress us.
Well, I'm going to spend probably the whole weekend at Chatfield doing some...
What are you doing? Like some bodyboarding or whatever they call that?
I mean, mostly. I don't know. We also have horses out here, so I was thinking about being adventurous, but... You know,
you're gonna get a horse.
Being adventurous is expensive.
Have you ridden horses before, Lisa?
Yeah, no, actually, I haven't. So,
do you want to try that?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to try that in front of a bunch of people. Then at Chatfield, it could get ugly.
I mean, but like, if it makes other people laugh, then it's totally worth it. You know what I mean?
Well, you could fall and really injure yourself, and
you. Strike me as someone who will be taking a lot of adult beverages out to Chatfield this
weekend.
Why
would you say that?
Would that be right?
You know me too well, Dom. It's just a little scary.
I do?
Have you had a few this morning already, Lisa?
I think so.
Mimosas.
I think. Screwdrivers. Oh.
I mean, what's going on? I've talked to you guys too many times now. You just know me too much.
Oh, well, we love you, Lisa. I hope you have fun. Listen, make sure you put a lot of sunscreen on, will you?
Yeah, and on the horse. The horses love sunscreen.
Oh, boy.
You know, Jeremy, don't do that to me, bruh. That's not funny.
Okay, yeah, bruh. We better let you go so you can sober up.
Lisa, you're the best.
Go take a rest, Lisa.
Thank you for calling our show. Here's Mindy. Hi. Hi, Mindy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so glad you called. What do you got going on right now?
Well, I am actually driving in a rental car to CSU to take my dog back to the vet. I'm actually from Wyoming, and we've been down here all week, but she got some really good news yesterday, so that's positive.
Well, what's going on with your pooch? What's the matter?
She's just a little old lady. We thought we were getting her heart checked, and it turns out she had cancer all inside of her body. And we thought we were going to probably put her down yesterday. My husband drove down my other dog and himself to say bye. And then yesterday we realized that everything kind of started working. So she's on the mend
for a
while.
That's good news.
Yeah.
As long as she's not suffering, I mean...
Yeah.
That's good news.
No, she's not suffering. She's still being a little rock star. I don't even think she knows what's going on.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog?
She's a little Boston Terrier.
I had a Boston Terrier.
You did?
Sully was his name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nicole's been bugging me to get another one. She's been sending me puppy pictures and all this stuff. But do you know what a Boston Terrier puppy goes for, Mindy? $3,000.
Really?
What? $3,000 for a puppy. Nope.
Worth it.
Worth it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you should just go look at them.
No, that's dangerous territory. Taking a wife who wants a puppy and two small kids to go look at puppies? There's no way I'm leaving without a dog.
Probably two of them.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're glad that your puppy.
Right.
I like the fact that you said that the puppy got good news. I could just imagine the vet walking in, ignoring you, and looking at your dog and saying, listen.
He's got a little clipboard. We have good news.
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
It's Bonnie. Call her Bon Bon.
Little Bon Bon.
Bon Bon. Mindy, you drive carefully going back to Wyoming, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I just saw that the vet's coming in, and he's like, now listen, Bon Bon, here's what I'm going to have you do. Each morning, I'm going to have you.
Dog's like looking at him sideways. Treat? Food? Treat?
Nodding.
Treat?
Next up, it's Ann. Hello, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Ann.
So what's going on?
We just got our house under contract this morning.
Whoa,
we are moving.
Yay! Hooray!
It's about time you got out of that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great neighborhood. Actually, it's a wonderful neighborhood.
Well, then why are you leaving?
My husband got a new job. He's been out in Tennessee since February, and with COVID and everything, we haven't seen each other very much, so we're excited to go move, and I'm excited to be with my husband out in Tennessee.
You're going
to
jump his bones.
Look at
good
that.
For you. Yeah, that's an expensive booty call for somebody.
I hate to leave Colorado, but, man, I just miss my husband, and I want to see him every day.
It's pretty sweet.
I know. Where in Tennessee?
It's in Nashville.
Okay, yeah, well, never heard of it. One of the greatest cities in the country, so you're going to have a blast, yeah. I guarantee you.
Yeah, we're pretty. Just so excited.
Is your house on the market for a while?
It's only been on the market for like 2 weeks, but I guess 2 weeks is kind of long in this market, so I was beginning to stress. But
yeah. I got a couple of buddies in real estate, and they said it's just still pretty hot right now. People are still buying despite everything. My neighbor just sold his house two doors down went under contract via Zoom. The people never even saw the house. They just did a virtual walkthrough, and they said, yeah, we'll take it.
Isn't that funny?
That's risky. Yay. Like, you can't even smell what the house smells like, you know?
You know
like,
what? Yeah. My son and my daughter-in-law moved to Hawaii, and they sold their house up in the northern part of Denver. And the person, the realtor who came, the buyers were in California. And so the realtor walked through with his iPad, just with a camera on.
Yeah, it's the same
thing.
And
was spinning it around and showing these people in California the house. And the people in California said, yeah, we'll take it. So they just looked at it over like a video conference.
Yep.
And boom, bought it.
Open the fridge for us. Okay, looks good.
I think they did stuff like that, you know?
Right. How neat.
Well, I don't know if I would do that.
Oh, there's no way I would do that.
No, I don't think I'd do that.
Because I thought about that. I was like, would I ever buy a house sight unseen? Because I don't count looking at it over
there's
an
iPad. There's
too
much to look at and see.
Yeah. So you get a feel
for it.
Just
a quick story. My husband's been out in Tennessee looking at homes for us, and he thought he found the perfect one, and so I flew out there one weekend. I walked in the house, and I have allergies, and I just automatically started coughing and sneezing, and I'm like, babe, I can't live in this house. And he would have totally picked it. If I wouldn't have come out, he would have
Was the previous owner, had a bunch of cats or something? Or
yeah.
What were you allergic to?
I'm allergic to dogs and cats, so yeah.
Oh, well, that's it.
Huh.
Well, you could have ripped the carpet out.
Could you just have
cleaned it?
You got to paint the house. You've got to, there's a lot more you got to do than just rip the carpet out.
Has he found another one that you've checked out?
Yes, actually, that same trip, the realtor there just started showing us everything, and we found one, and we put one under contract there. And so we've been stressing here trying to get this one under contract.
I understand that. But you know what? It looks like everything's working out perfectly, isn't it?
I know. I'm so excited.
You guys are going to live happily ever after.
Oh, that's the sweetest.
Aww.
When are you heading out?
We closed there on the 17th of July, so... soon, I guess.
Yeah. Just a month ago.
Yay.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Give him a squeeze for us, okay?
Yeah, your call kind of made our day, and your excitement is infectious. So thank you for being on the show with us. And
You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to download the Mix 100 app on your phone, and also to train your Alexa for Mix 100 Denver, and then you can listen to us anywhere in the country, including Nashville, okay?
Okay, because I love the Mind Bender. I listen to it every day.
There you go.
Well, good. Yeah, just teach Alexa. How do you do that, Jeremy? What's the whole...
I think it's been a while since I've done it. I think you got to say, hey, Alexa, play KIMN Denver to train it. And then after that, you can just say, play Mix 100.
In Denver.
Awesome.
Or something like that. Yeah.
We'll do it.
All right.
Yeah, you better take us with you to Tennessee. All right.
Definitely. Okay.
All right.
Safe travels, Ann, okay?
Okay, thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. How about that? Two weeks.
Exciting. That's a good feeling.
Are we taking one more or no?
Don't put this on me.
I'm not sure.
Good
morning.
Sure either.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Danny.
What's on your mind, Danny?
What's up, man?
Oh, not too much. I'm going to be getting together with my kids this weekend for Father's Day, and they're going to be treating me good.
Well, what do they have planned for you, Danny?
We'll just get together at the park and have a little picnic.
All right. Isn't Father's Day the following weekend?
They're early.
Really?
Okay.
All right, Danny.
Hold on. You know what? Now he gets two Father's Days out of
it. Hey, wait
a
minute.
Pretty good. And that's another edition of No Filter Friday.